Robert, the Yucca Mountain Project licensing process all but died under President Obama, but under President Trump, the project has been revived. Can you give us some detail?
I think it's fair to say that before the November 2016 election, it appeared that the NRC would exhaust its funding, that there would be no new funding for Yucca Mountain, and that the Yucca Mountain Project would die. The November 2016 election and President Trump's election and subsequently taking a position on Yucca Mountain has completely changed the situation, which in and of itself is interesting because when campaigning in Nevada, candidate Donald Trump did not take a position on Yucca Mountain.
Right.
There was quite a bit of uncertainty about what his policy would be. We didn't know exactly what his policy would be in the beginning of January 2017. But to go back to the beginning of these events last year, in his State of the State speech in January last year, Governor Sandoval pledged relentless opposition and maximum resources in Nevada's fight against Yucca Mountain. That same month, our senators Heller and Cortez Masto introduced legislation in the Senate, the Nuclear Waste Informed Consent Act, S-95. Companion legislation was introduced in the House by Representatives Titus, Rosen, and Kiewen. That's H.R. 456. And that legislation would apply the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Commission on America's Nuclear Future to Nevada, which is basically to give Nevada the right to say yes or no as to whether Yucca Mountain would go forward once the licensing proceeding is completed. And then finally, in March of 2017, we saw formal indication of what the Trump administration policy would be when the budget blueprint was released, which requested $120 million for the Department of Energy and $30 million for the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission to resume full-scale licensing work on Yucca Mountain. Those appropriations were not granted ultimately by the Congress, but that gave us the first indication of where the Trump administration was going. Mm-hmm. Then shortly after that, President Trump nominated former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be Secretary of Energy.
Right.
Perry was approved by the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee and by floor vote. And at that time, in those confirmation hearings, Perry said that he was open to resumption of the Yucca Mountain licensing proceeding.
He came to Nevada.
There was a meeting in March. Secretary Perry came to Nevada to visit Yucca Mountain, and that was right after he was confirmed. March 2nd is when he was confirmed by the Senate, and both of Nevada's senators actually voted in favor of him because at that time it wasn't clear exactly what his position on Yucca Mountain would be, although he said he was open to restarting it. But then in the next few weeks that followed, it became clear that, in fact, Secretary Rick Perry was going to push hard for Yucca Mountain. And after his visit to Yucca Mountain, he had a meeting with Governor Sandoval near the end of March last year. And then immediately thereafter, the governor and I met, and we reconfirmed Nevada's strategy to oppose Yucca Mountain with what we call the three L's. Licensing, litigation, and legislation. And that's really what has been going on from our point of view since March of last year. The state is organized through the Agency for Nuclear Projects and the Attorney General's Office to oppose the Yucca Mountain Project on all fronts.
I understand there's a piece of legislation in Congress that may move in upcoming weeks, and I also understand that it will be potentially advanced in an unusual way. H.R. 3053, I believe, is the number. Can you talk about this?
Sure. First, let's say there are three very different approaches to nuclear waste legislation going on in Congress now. One is the legislation that Nevada's delegation has introduced, S-95 and H.R. 456, which is designed to give Nevada the right to say yes or no to Yucca Mountain after the licensing proceeding is completed. And that's basically to apply that Blue Ribbon Commission recommendation. And secondly, since 2013, there has been a legislative effort in the Senate where the Committee of Jurisdiction is Energy and Natural Resources to implement a bill under the name Nuclear Waste Administration Act that would adopt all of the Blue Ribbon Commission recommendations for restructuring the nuclear waste program, except it would take the program out of DOE and put it in an independent federal agency instead of a federal corporation, as the BRC recommended. And that bill is going to be reintroduced, we believe, early next year. It could possibly be introduced before the end of the session, but the way things are in Washington right now, I think the schedule is so crowded that that won't happen. Now, the immediate concern for Nevada on the legislative front is the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017, which is sponsored by Representative John Shimkus of Illinois and more than 100 co-sponsors. And it was passed, the formal language is to say it was reported by the full Energy and Commerce Committee in the House of Representatives in June of last year. And then it's had to go through some other reviews by other committees that had jurisdiction, and the Congressional Budget Office has to look at the fiscal impacts and so forth. And that bill would attempt to expedite the licensing of Yucca Mountain without fixing any of the parts of the program that are broken, which were pointed out by the Blue Ribbon Commission. It makes some efforts to buy off Nevada by providing financial benefits, and with a provision that says that it would keep the shipments to Yucca Mountain out of Las Vegas, but it really doesn't do that. And it would profoundly impact the entire federal nuclear waste program by making the director of the Office of Civilian Radioactive Waste Management, in effect, a federal nuclear waste czar, controlling not only the civilian nuclear waste program, but all of the defense high-level waste that is stored at the defense waste sites at Hanford, Washington, and Idaho Falls, Idaho, Savannah River, which is on the border of South Carolina and Georgia, and also waste that's currently stored at Oak Ridge in Tennessee. So the bill that Shimkus is promoting does a lot more than just address Yucca Mountain, but Nevada's concerns are mainly that it's an effort to steamroller Nevada regarding Yucca Mountain. Now, the curious situation to date is that the leadership in the House of Representatives hasn't allowed this bill to come to the floor for a full vote because of some uncertainties about the financial aspects of the provisions that apply to funding from what's called the Nuclear Waste Fund, which is a trust fund that was established in 1982. It's supported by user fees on the generation of nuclear electricity at nuclear power plants. And the idea is that about 80% of the money for the whole nuclear waste program over the next 100 years would come from the ratepayers, and that about 20% would come from taxpayers through a defense appropriation to pay for the defense waste. So the current controversy is that the bill's sponsor, Representative Shimkus, is suggesting changes to the funding provisions of the bill. Normally, that would mean taking the bill back to the Energy and Commerce Committee and getting a vote on it before it gets to come to the floor of the House. Our understanding is that they're trying to use an unusual procedure where they go to the Rules Committee, which, as its name implies, determines what the rules are for everything that happens on the House floor. And if the Rules Committee allows them to make the changes in the funding provisions and make changes to the committee's report, because there's a over 100-page report is needed to explain what's actually occurring in the 70-page piece of legislation. So if the Rules Committee allows this, there could be a vote as early as the first full week in May, or possibly the second full week in May. So sometime around the 7th or the 14th, this certainly would be in the news.
Let's say if S-95 and H.R. 456 were to fail, and let's say the amendment to the Waste Policy Act were to pass, I mean, what is the recourse for Nevada? It seems as if it's on rails at that point.
Well, from a legislative standpoint, Nevada does not have the kind of clout that it had when Senator Harry Reid was majority leader and then minority leader. So first of all, between our House members and our two senators, we actually have much more impact on the process than this discussion of the legislation suggests. So Senator Heller and Senator Cortez Masto, working through different channels but working together, have succeeded in preventing the Congress from providing any new funding for Yucca Mountain licensing since the Trump administration announced their plans and submitted their budget requests. So the power of the purse is an important constraint on what the federal program can do. Secondly, there are many appointed officials that require Senate confirmation, that many more than you would think, that have a direct impact on Yucca Mountain. For example, the Department of Energy needs to build a railroad, and in order to get an approval to build the railroad, they need what's called a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity from the U.S. Surface Transportation Board. Last week, both of our senators were challenging the Trump administration's two new appointments to the board regarding whether or not they had any bias or need to recuse themselves from consideration of DOE's railroad plan for Yucca Mountain. And so there are any number of those. The most important and obvious ones would be that the director of the DOE Nuclear Waste Program, Office of Civilian Radioactive Management, would need a Senate approval, and no one has even been nominated for that position yet. And similarly, there are three pending nominations to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, one for a renewal and one for two new members, and it's not clear when and if a Senate confirmation vote will occur there. And then finally, the fiscal year 2019 appropriations request, which is for the fiscal year that would start October 1st of this year, run through September 30th of 2019, that similarly has to go through the congressional budgeting process. And Senator Heller, through the Republican leadership in the Senate, and both Senator Heller and Senator Cortez Masto working to influence their colleagues. There are 31 members of the Senate on the Senate Appropriations Committee, 16 Republicans and 15 Democrats.
Right.
Last year, they voted 30-1 in favor of an appropriation that had no money for Yucca Mountain. And so far, we don't see any indication of change. So, first of all, while it is very While legislation is very important, and the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017 would adversely affect Nevada, there are other ways that we're challenging them in Congress. But the most important thing to remember is that Yucca Mountain needs a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The licensing proceeding will probably take 4 to 5 years and could well cost $2 billion or more. That in itself becomes a big appropriations issue. And in that licensing proceeding, which consists of trial-like hearings before one or more three-judge panels, these are administrative law judges who have technical backgrounds. They work for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, but they're independent from the five-member commission itself. And we believe that we have the legal team and the expert team to win most of our 218 challenges. And that in and of itself is the heart of Nevada's challenge. And the way I try to explain this usually is to say that about 75% of our resources are spent on the licensing proceeding, because that's the one part of the Yucca Mountain fight that we have the most control over. And about 15% of our resources are spent on litigation. And we currently have 5 cases pending, 4 in federal court, 1 in state court, that oppose critical elements of DOE's program. And frankly, only 10% of our effort is spent on legislation. Certainly, we very much appreciate the way that our House members and our 2 senators are fighting this fight in Congress, but we're really relying in the end on defeating Yucca Mountain in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission licensing proceeding. We like to say that this is where science and the law come together, and we believe that the scientific arguments for Yucca Mountain are not going to prevail in the legal arena. So that's the basic approach that we're taking.